This is Connor Lennon from UN News. An asteroid tracking program in Hawaii has been dubbed the Earth's last defense against potentially catastrophic impacts, the UN has heard, ahead of International Asteroid Day, which is marked annually on the 30th of June. Ari Heinz is an astronomer at the University of Hawaii's Institute for Astronomy, working on the NASA-supported ATLAS, that's the Asteroid Terrestrial Impact Last Alert System project, which tracks small but dangerous asteroids which may strike Earth. He was interviewed as part of an international labor organization project which is documenting the working life of Americans across the United States. The director of the ILO's Office for the United States, Kevin Cassidy, sat down with Ari Heinz to find out more about his job.
My name is Ari Heinz. I'm a postdoctoral researcher, and we're in the lab of the ATLAS project, which is the Asteroid Terrestrial Impact Last Alert System. So we're in charge of scanning the sky for dangerous asteroids that might be incoming for an impact with the Earth.
I saw your logo up here on the board behind me, and it had a little strap line that said you're Earth's last defense.
That's right. While most asteroid surveys focus on larger asteroids that we could see decades or even a century before they hit, ATLAS focuses on smaller asteroids, which wouldn't cause global devastation, but they could, say, destroy a city. Those are small enough that we can't detect them until they get close. So whereas if Pan-STARRS or the Catalina Sky Survey discovers the kind of asteroid they're primarily targeting, then we'd be talking about a nuclear deflection mission to stave off a global catastrophe in 50 years. If ATLAS discovers the kind of dangerous asteroid that we're targeting, then we'd treat it like a hurricane. We'd say basically evacuate, this city or this state by, next week, because there's going to be a big explosion there.
I mean, how does that motivate you, knowing that you are this early warning system that could save millions of lives?
Well, it certainly motivates me to be careful and try not to miss anything. Because the threat is small, the risk is low, there's a sort of strange paradox, I think, in the asteroid community, where at one time we're sort of laid back. We're trying hard, but we're not under a lot of stress in general. But then we all understand that at any moment, we could suddenly be some of the most important people in the world for a short amount of time. So the kind of asteroids that ATLAS focuses on are the smaller ones that couldn't be detected until they were relatively close and would not cause a global catastrophe. So the worst case scenario in that context would be an asteroid probably in the 30 to 100 meter size range. And typically those asteroids do not hit the ground. They explode in the upper atmosphere. If you're talking about something substantially larger than 30 meters, they explode with an energy much greater than the largest hydrogen bombs. You get an explosion, say, 10, 15 miles high in the atmosphere, but it's an enormously powerful explosion. So if you're standing right under that, you will die. There's no chance of survival. The radius of all structures being flattened might be tens of kilometers, where there would be large risk of dying for a larger radius still than that. The worst case scenario is, that happens without warning. And at present, that is still possible because no existing survey can detect asteroids coming out of the sun. So if it's not coming out of the sun, absolutely we will see it. We've got the sky thoroughly covered. So we'll see it. The warning would be, worst case, probably 2 days, but hopefully, a week would be not unreasonable. And then, of course, we could, we would be able to predict the impact site and time very precisely, and we'd evacuate people. We'd tell them basically, your town will be destroyed. You must evacuate, or you will die.
Right. What was the last time this happened?
That very dangerous impact that devastates a region last happened in 1908 with the Tunguska impact, and that was in a remote region of Siberia. But it flattened like a million trees, just blew over, mm-hmm. and were blasted over. And you can see the pattern of trees getting, always falling down away from the impact. Another very interesting, very relevant event was the Chelyabinsk impactor, which was, I think it was 2013, February. Oddly, was over Siberia, but this time a town of about a million people, Chelyabinsk, Russia, And this was a smaller object. It was estimated to be 20 meters. It exploded with the energy of about 2 megatons of TNT, so a moderate-sized hydrogen bomb, but high in the atmosphere. So it didn't, because they explode so high, they're not as devastating as the same size of nuclear device. The asteroid, it was a meteor brighter than the sun, and then it exploded with this huge flash. And so you've got a bunch of people taking video, looking at the sky, this amazing meteor, glowing meteor trail in the sky, and it took a minute for the shockwave to hit the ground. So there, a minute after the flash, there's this incredible boom, and they dropped the cameras. But it didn't kill anyone. It broke a lot of windows. It did like $100 million, at least several tens of million dollars worth of damage. And 1,000 people sought medical aid because they got injured on broken glass.
How frequently do asteroids hit the Earth?
Small asteroids, like 5 meters, hit the Earth almost every year. The Chelyabinsk impactor is more of a once per decade type of event. The Tunguska impact was more than 110 years ago. There hasn't been one since.
Is there any pattern to how these asteroids are hitting the Earth?
Certainly no pattern in terms of their geographical location. They're evenly distributed. There's some evidence that there's sort of a split where they tend to come directly away from the sun or directly out of the sun, but that's not conclusive either. Part of what I work on specifically within the framework of ATLAS is trying to answer questions like that. Large asteroids, kilometer-sized asteroids, very well known. We know almost all of them. We can tell you where they'll be in 100 years, very well known. But when you get down to the 100-meter size, there are a lot of questions remaining.
Is it presumable that a big impact could have an effect on climate change? Can these astrological events accelerate climate change?
Since the climate change we're worried about right now is a warming, if anything, they would decelerate it. They would put the brakes on climate change. But that would only be an event that would be larger than the ones that we're looking for with ATLAS. That would be, the asteroid would have to hit the ground, and then it would kick up dust into the stratosphere that would cool the climate. We'd get a reprieve from global warming, but we'd have a lot of other worse problems. An asteroid like that hit the Earth could kill everyone for hundreds of kilometers. The blast wave. It could trigger wildfires, and if it hit in the ocean, it could trigger a tsunami. Then, to the extent that dust got ejected into the upper atmosphere, there would be a global cooling, and the crops could fail.
But we're lucky to have you around to help us assess the damages.
Well, my job is to find them before they hit, and then it's other people's job to predict exactly what's going to happen after they hit.